Recording with the family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Do you play the rebate game? With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. We all have, I'm sure, at some point in our buying lives, been lured into chasing the elusive mail-in rebate. Did it work for you? Was it worth it? In my experience, the rebate felt like a bait and switch. You have to be tenacious and deliberate when it comes to most rebates, and you need to be willing to do a lot of work to get something you should be receiving without a hassle. It makes me think, how many rebates really get through the maze and get the promised savings to the customer? According to consumer specialists, lots of companies offer rebates, but count on consumers not being willing to jump through all the required hoops that include often hard to find but required barcodes and proof of purchase. Promised rebate amounts often come in dribs and drabs, sometimes as many as half a dozen small checks, small amounts, interspersed with cryptic letters such as, "We regret that we are unable to process your request as received due to an invalid purchase price." Say what? Or, "Your submission did not include an original qualifying UPC." Say what again? Rebates look good, sound good, and are definitely good for the company since so many of them aren't ever redeemed. Way too many consumers try, send in all the required barcodes, receipts, and other requested information, and wait the usual 6 weeks and get only a portion of the promised rebate amount or a much copied letter with one reason or another before you get the rest of your promised money back. I don't know about you, but whether to rebate or not isn't a debate for me. I don't buy because of it or count on successfully redeeming it if it comes with a purchase. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.